Okay, well, we every week we do this segment with our Friends of the Week magazine. We look at the winners and losers of the last 7 days. Obvious candidates this week.
Yeah, there are.
Conan O'Brien and his fans.
Big
new national comedy tour, of course, but he also signed this 5-year deal with TBS, where he actually
owns
his new late night show that's coming in November. Bad week, clearly, if you're traveling in Europe. The volcano eruption means you're probably grounded for a while. But the Week magazine, as it always has found some under the radar candidates for the Good Week, Bad Week.
It was a good week, according to the Week magazine, for revenge. This story began when a 17-year-old Vinnie Huntington of Durham, Maine, sat down to a steak carved from a bull that gored him on his family's farm.
I was being kind of stupid. I shouldn't have been that close to him, you know, trying to whip him in. I should have just jumped on the fence to start with. But I didn't want him going after my mom, who was on the fence next to him.
So Vinny ate him. He says it was his fault, but he ends up eating him. The bull left Vinny with dislocated shoulders, puncture wounds to his back, and bumps and bruises, but Vinny said he was excited to feast on his prize, and he planned on enjoying the meal.
Rafer, good movie premise?
That's, you know, it. Yeah, maybe sort of Quentin Tarantino there.
And Michael Pollan.
Bad week for Mayor Noel Atkins of Worthing, England, who along with his wife fell asleep only a few minutes into a musical performance by a class of 11-year-olds, causing the children to burst into tears. The mayor blamed a cold medication for making him and his wife sleepy.
He's not watching us.
Rafer, have you ever fallen asleep in a movie and been glad that the director and actors weren't sitting there?
Do you know what? This is why I'm cut out for this job. I have fallen asleep in absolutely every situation but in a movie.
Oh, really?
I have fallen asleep in meetings where I was the only other person in the meeting. But I have never fallen asleep in a movie.
They probably didn't cry. Just didn't get another
meeting. It wasn't an 11-year-old, no.
If you have ideas for who had a good week or bad week in the news, give us a call at 878-MY-TAKE. You can go to mytake@thetakeaway.org, and you can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature online now at theweek.com.